G'day, the name's Andy, and welcome to the first of many Andy's Rants on Audioboo. Well, let's talk about the boat people disaster that's been unfolding for the last 4 years thanks to the Labor Party. As of the end of last month, over 13,328 people illegally arrived on boat into our country, making actually a grand total since Rudd cut Johnny Howard's perfectly viable solution of 27,129. Look, the solution that they're currently doing now is not even half-baked, it's not even in the oven. They need to come out with something a little bit more radical to actually stop the boats. And there's a couple of steps, you know, our government should be considering. First and foremost, Australia should immediately withdraw from the UNHCR and implement a policy that's in our interest and not the UN's. This will stop all legal channels and appeals. And any illegal immigrant who should happen to turn up without their documentation, well, that's it. No way are you coming in. You get deported back to the country of departure. I mean, think about it. If you are really a persecuted person, then you're going to keep your ID. You're not going to go and chuck it overboard. Obviously, if the government were implementing those first two steps, then I don't see why we should be spending the dough on overseas detention centres when we can just do it internally in the country. So that'll be also a step to save some money. And, you know, if these illegals actually pass all the health and security checks, they should just be issued with a temporary protection visa. And it's got to be just, and that gets renewed every 12 months. And that's important because it then sends another signal all the way out to the people smugglers and particularly to their so-called clients that if you do manage to get in, you're not going to be able to bring the spouse, the kids, the uncle, the auntie, the mum, the dad or anyone else. In other words, no family reunion. I know it's tough, but we've got to have tough laws. Also, whilst, you know, they're in detention, be it if they're in overseas as we currently have now or we do, you know, domestic detention, if they misbehave, then they forfeit their asylum claim. That's it. One strike, you're out. And lastly, I think we need to make sure that Australian citizenship is not easily granted. I think it needs to take at least 10 years for a resident to be able to be granted citizenship, because in that 10-year period, they've been able to prove just if they've been law-abiding and obviously been tax-paying. Look, I know it's tough, but look, at the end of the day, this is the sort of stuff will stop the boats as it destroys, you know, the people smugglers' product, and thus it will stop people needlessly drowning. Anyway, that's the first of hopefully more audio bows to happen, so thanks for listening, and until next time, catch ya.